This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Who's Traveler?
Yeah, boys. The Rin-Tin-Tin song.
Rin-Tin-Tin, he kind of raps in this song. He does. You know the part where he sounds like he's kind of, what do you call it? Is he scatting? I know that doesn't mean what it used to mean sometimes.
Really, widely regarded as a really talented dude.
He gave me his harmonica and signed it to me in the old Rock 101 studio when he was... for an interview.
I forgot he was on the show.
It was the weirdest thing. He's wearing this, like, John Popper, lead singer of Blues Traveler. He's wearing, you might know him from the Roseanne theme. He's wearing this, like, fishing vest, but it's covered in harmonicas all up and down the sides. And I was like, is there a different harmonica for each song, or is this, you just... Same dripping in it right now, and I'm dripping in Monica's right now.
That's,
man,
awesome.
Was he like, you know, he'll break one off for you and give it to you? He was like, do you want me to put this in my mouth first?
Well, he
slide it a couple times.
He played a live song on the show, and then I said, man, I wish, because I still, let me know when he kicks in with the rap. That's not yet. I said, I wish I had something for you to sign. He's like, you want my harmonica?
Like,
and
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And he signed it and then pulled out another one.
He's got a bunch.
And so I guess maybe that's what it's for.
You want me to slide this across the old lip lickers for you?
You mean to get on the end of it? Like, that's like an almost impossible. God bless the men and women that can play harmonicas.
You want me to show you how to play the hook real quick, buddy?
Jaw harp, perhaps?
I don't think they do much anymore. I was going to see if they still block me on X.
Yeah, why did they block you on X, Blues Traveler?
I said that John Popper's neck looks like a woman's body part.
Oh.
But it was a little more blunt than that.
Yeah. Fat boy, why do you do this to people?
Well, I did it to, not to him, but like I've only been blocked by people that I regret the things that I said. And it was a different me. It was the early days of Twitter. Before you really put thought into, well, these will be here for a while for people to see.
Bullying.
Hey, here comes the rap part, I think.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Oh, shoot. Not again.
It's about to, though. Oh, my God.
That guy was... I mean, he's lost a lot of weight now.
He's got a lot of breath.
But the lungs on him. He's sitting here hitting this moniker right now. And then in a minute, he's going to rip off something that sounds a little bit like Busta Rhymes or a younger Eminem would throw at you.
You ready? Not yet.
Something about Rin-Tin-Tin? Oh, he's got to go longer on the harmonica.
I'm going to tell you something after this hook.
I'm going to DNA him, DNA test
DNA
him off the microphone
today.
Oh, well, you ready?
Yeah, the Rin-Tin-Tin
dead
rap.
Dead on arrival.
Looks like the guy from Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah,
oh, jeez.
Let's go back and forth.
The Chinese chicken?
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken.
Hey, so man, stand in the broom star licking.
I swear I didn't know about this. This was a random pick because I haven't heard it in a while. I go on their X. They didn't block me. Like, I'm restored. But the like the latest X like tweet from 2 days ago is John Popper's in the hospital.
Oh,
look at that.
What is it for? Maybe he's getting boob implants.
His heart.
Or deplant or replants. Oh, takeoffs.
Oh, John.
Like, he seems to be in good spirits, though.
Oh, man.
God, but he's got, like, heart.
God, that looks so familiar to me.
He's diabetic, too, he says.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know which one he's got. If he's got, like, the real diabetic or the...
You kiss my ass. Type 2 is... you know what? There's no type 3, so...
Really? It just goes to...
And there's no borderline, either, although my mom, for years, convinced me it was a real thing.
Well, you borderline diabetic. She probably wants you to watch all those Wilford Brimley spots.
No, she's like...
That's what your doctor tells you. You're borderline.
She would say, your daddy's diabetic, and I'm borderline. I was like, what does that mean? That's a Madonna song. What does that mean, Mom? This was before the stuff with Mexico. I didn't know what a borderline meant. And
that's when people say the nerves are shot. That's the other one.
My nerves are all, dude, nerve shot, nerve. I need a nerve peel. Like... If you hear somebody say that today, like, you need to, like, contact HR.
Now they like to tell you they got hypertension. Like, my hypertension's acting up.
Oh, here's the one that gets me. And I'm pressure. It's a real thing. I'm not. I Lord, I'm looking at you right now. Nah.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
And I'm saying, let no one think that I am making fun of anything. I'm not going to say it now. Because it's if I'm having to give it that much thought, then I shouldn't say it.
Oh, no. You got to.
Well, okay, so here's what I think. I think there are people who have a real health issue with anxiety, but I think it's something that is we've overused, almost used it maybe as a crutch.
Oh, yeah.
We've bastardized the word the way we have the word love.
That's definitely true.
And if you've had a true anxiety attack, it's not fun.
But if you're over the age of 25, you've had one. It's called life. It's called pressures of life and the getting out and doing and, like, that's I get anxious.
I was told I have one, and I'm like, no, I had a heart attack. I had shooting pains in my chest, couldn't breathe.
That sounds this like a heart attack. Ago. It
yeah.
really does.
They want to tell you it was not anxiety. I can promise you I'm one of the most least anxious people you'll ever meet.
Did you find yourself crying out to Elizabeth?
I should have. I was clutching the chest.
I mean, I've had anxiety attacks where, you know, like one morning I had a major one and I texted you because I was thinking, I didn't know what day it was.
But what the hell is
it? We've done that over the years several times.
But
You showed up one day.
Nobody was
did
here.
Did you not come in on a Saturday one time?
I could have. Well,
you said
I mean,
you did. That could have been a lie.
No, but I do have to work on the weekends too, so that's not an anomaly.
What?
Right. She said it's not an anomaly.
Work on the weekends?
Yes.
No?
But, like, you know, when somebody's, it's maybe used, and again, there's people out there that really have, dare I say, a complex of when it comes to anxiety.
I guess.
But I think a lot of people use it, you know, the younger people, I feel like, for sure, and I'm basing this off of observations I've seen myself, and I feel like it's often used as like a crutch to like...
Well, a lot of self-diagnosis too, where like you don't really, I mean, come on.
It's just called like paying bills and having responsibilities and like, give you an example. If I didn't have to drive and I could have a chauffeur or a like all-time
you would rather have that?
Well, that's like a baller status type too.
It wouldn't be a show-off thing. It would be like I just sat back while Joffrey or whoever is driving me around to where I want to go. I can sit back there, I can roll up the window, I can smoke cigars.
That'd be nice.
You would miss that independence, though, right? Like carrying yourself around.
I don't think you can get through drive-thrus in a limo.
I like the quiet.
I wouldn't do a limo either because it looks like I'm going to a strip club or I'm going to a prom.
I like the quiet.
It's only people
time
that use limos anymore.
And driving. But then I like to drive, you know, a stick shift.
I'd have like an SUV that looks like Secret Service-y. You know, it's like kind of like, yeah. That's a government vehicle for sure, but I don't know which wing.
With dark windows.
Yeah. I'm not going to call it the Beast. Not going to do that.
TV in
it's
the
what
back.
Obama named his car. You know, as in the mark of the...
Does Trump have a name for him? See, they don't tell you this stuff till well after the fact, which they probably, you know, shouldn't.
Yeah, because, like, they use it for, or at least the old days, they used it for code, you know? Like, each president had, like, a nickname that only the Secret Service people would know.
Yeah, like, does he pick his, like, Trump's nickname?
Oh, Lord, I'd love, oh, man.
What would he pick, Cheeto or?
Jesus.
His car?
I like Cheese Puff.
Cheese Puff.
He would be St. Peter. We're going to move St. Peter to,
Jesus. Saint, I thought you said stink. Saint works though. They could be saints.
Saint Peter.
Were there any of the apostles that had orange hair?
Peter, Paul, and Mary. One of those.
The first redheaded person in my mind. You know who it was? Friggin' Larry from the Three Stooges.
He wasn't
an apostle. He was a stooge.
Be Puff Diddy or anything like that.
Oh my God!
I just got my 12 apostles and Three Stooges mixed up. Can you believe?
Goodness.
Oh Lord, I'm going to purgatory. Not full hell or heaven, just right there in the middle.
Sit there in the middle and wait for the elevator to go down or up.
Yeah. It's, you know what, that would be kind of hell.
Yeah.
The way the weather's been, like during the morning you turn the heat on because it's cold as hell, and then when you come on in the afternoon it's hot as hell, so you turn the air back on. It's like, man, this is purgatory. I'm a little hot, a little cold. Keep going back and forth.
I get hot flashes. Cold
That's fun flashes. To ask your Baptist parents what that means, and they're like, I ain't telling you.
They don't really know, but then you also ask a Catholic, how to.
God. Wow.
It's a fun little thing my grandma would do.
Well, the light's on.
Your honor. Good morning, President Trump. You there?
My code name is Creamsicle.
Ah.
Is that a good one?
That makes sense. Creamsicle. Well, you got to change it now, though.
Wow! Oh yeah, look,
that's
Trump.
The best.
You threw it out there. I don't care. I'll keep it.
I love that we're so connected these days.
That's all mine. Look, Trump's been on the show before years ago.
Years. I mean, we're talking 07 was his first appearance when The Apprentice was on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that came from us literally calling. Legit calling
when
Trump
I
Tower.
I did watch TV and I love the show.
Asking for him over and over again.
You got to be persistent. What do they say? The early bird sucks the worm or something like
Nailed
that.
Nailed it.
Takes it.
Yep. The early bird takes the worm.
And then the other, the turtle who got beat by the hare has to push.
Oh.
I think unless the wild hare is up your ass.
Or if the turtle's got hair, play ball, something like that.
Yeah. If there's field on the grass, you're going to jail.
You know.
So your turtle has pubes.
Your fables.
Cool. Be a sweetie about the city. When we come back, we encourage you to go right now to YouTube at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and subscribe, follow, all that stuff. It's free. ad free too, because they won't buy any from us. YouTube at The Rise Guys. We'll do it live for you. Facebook, fussing.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What are you about to hear is real. These real Facebook arguments.
Wait a minute.
Screenshot.
Yeah, they are.
Huh? Yeah, they are. Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to our email address, theriseguys@aol.com. And I will remind you, as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Fat boy, I don't want to even change my screen. Would you say hello to some folks in the chat?
Yeah, let's get you.
I got it at prime where I need it to be.
Timothy Askew, or is it Ask Kiss, and I don't know how to read.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up, Josh Evan, and Daniel Snow, and of course, Coach Johnson?
God, Coach.
P1 hi, Kentucky Coach. Fans in there.
Coach is like a, you know, when you'd go to church every Sunday and you'd see that one parishioner that was always there. You could always count on old lady Coach or whatever her name was.
Me, you're the Coach Johnson.
Oh, the great motorboat video.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
You got Loopers in the chat. How's it going?
Hey, Tim.
Oh, did you see Looper's bird video? He's got cardinals in his squirrel feeder.
No.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. They have a message from heaven.
It might. The message is, squirrel's going to get you.
Squirrel's going to eat your food.
If everybody thinks that all red cardinals are all our family members who went to heaven that are coming back, not a lot of them got there.
Oh.
That is true.
I mean, because you don't see red cardinals, at least down here, that often. So I think heaven wasn't a lot like Dixie, and they didn't want to go.
Yeah.
It's a song page by Bobo Seas.
Go downstairs instead.
Wonder if heaven's got a ghetto.
I wonder if I can bring my hounds to heaven and hunt on God's land.
I hope not.
All right.
No hunting in heaven.
No hunting in heaven.
There will be no wants. That's fine. We will sit there. We will eat, and so will the hounds. We'll eat the manna falling from the sky. All right, here we go. Scene number one.
I'm nervous.
Playing the role, probably for this role, playing the role of the narrator. Yes.
That's what it is.
This page.
Be able to speak English.
Playing the role of Carl Anthony Cities.
That's a nice touch.
Playing the role of Wade Boogs.
Ooh, Boogs.
The owner and operator of
Boogs.
Brood Awakening Coffee.
Get out, dude.
This fat boy. All right.
I would cough, but I got to scroll down.
Oh, get ready. Playing the role of Barbara the Butch Beefcake. It's Paige.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Here we go. And playing the role of Argentina Turner.
Oh, boy.
Is Matt Mann. And action.
Carl Anthony Cities posts a 2-star review to the Facebook page of Brood Awakening Coffee Shop in Blankboro, Tennessee, with the following caption.
2 stars for Brood Awakening. Coffee actually was really good. The service was fast, but Argentina Turner, I saw that on her name. She was in the drive-thru. She called me a freak pervert and told me to leave immediately. No idea why. To me, unacceptable customer service.
Well, sorry to hear this, but if the coffee was so good, why only 2 stars?
Well, because I don't appreciate being called a weirdo pervert by your employee. That's why. I don't know what I did, but this Argentina Turner, She was a total B about it. And she just said that I was disgusting and shunned me and told me to leave.
Dude, were you listening to nasty rap music? Argentina's a born-again Christian. One time, she asked me to turn down my radio because I was playing the song My Mushy by Megan Thee Stallion. She don't play with that kind of them. What would they don't kind of filth? L-O-Z. Oh, sorry. L-O-L-Z. L-O-Z.
Sorry. You kill me. I'm like Sal on Joker, just falling over when you did
sorry.
Again, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities, we do apologize for any misunderstanding, but Argentina has strong beliefs, and as a company, we also prefer not to have customers exposed to offensive language while ordering, so we'd love to make it right. Please accept a 50% off coupon if you'll give us another try. Come on, what do you say, pal?
I wasn't listening to rap. I hate that trash. I was probably playing something good, like Lil Big Town or Kenny Chesney.
L-O-M-A. Bro! You out here bumping Lil Big Town and wonder why she called you a pervert. That's the most female music ever. You sure you mad about Argentina and not just working through some feelings or sexuality uncertainty?
Excuse me? Tags Barbara the Butch Beefcake? What the hell is that even supposed to mean?
Okay, let's keep things respectful, Carl Anthony Cities. Barbara the Butch Beefcake does not work for Brood Awakening Coffee, so Barbara, please withdraw from commenting further.
Okay, so first, I get insulted at the drive-thru. Now I'm getting insulted here on Facebook? Unbelievable.
Well, we apologize again, but Barbara the Butch Beefcake is not affiliated with our business, so her comments do not reflect Brood Awakening in any way.
Of course. Don't reflect Brood Awakening. I'm too busy reflecting on how you'd be sipping caramel lattes in your truck listening to Girl Crush. Just don't it, my guy.
Barbara has now been blocked. Again, Carl Anthony, we'd love for you to use your 50% off coupon to try this again.
Only if Argentina Turner herself explains why she called me, the great Carl Anthony Cities, a pervert and told me to leave. I demand an answer right now, Wade Boogs.
Well, I will ask Argentina to respond, but I can't make any promises.
2 hours later, Brood Awakening Coffee employee Argentina Turner joins in the comments.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry. I thought I was doing my Christian duty. Let me explain to you, okay? You ordered your salted maple praline honeycomb oat milk espresso explosion or whatever, right, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I ordered.
Okay, so when I handed it to you, you asked for some extra cream and a receipt. So I had to go grab them, so I looked away for a second. Right, yeah, and then a second later, you called me a prevert and you screamed at me to leave now. Right, so what you don't understand is when I look back, you would take the lid off your coffee and you were wafting the smell up. You had it sitting between your legs and you were wafting the smell up, the smell of it, up from your nose with your hand. But the coffee was right between your legs and your truck. So I did not know that the coffee was in your crotch, which is not safe, by the way.
Argentina Turner is right. That is not safe. Ouch. Hashtag McDonald's.
So you called me a pervert, like WTF. Yeah, I was waiting on your big old butt to bring the creamers to me. Oh, yes, and it's real, by the way. That's all I'll say about that. But yeah, all I saw was you sitting there, like, waving fumes from your crotch up to your face, like you were savoring the scent or something. I for real thought that you were sitting there airing out a fart. I felt like you was just sitting there straight up lifting it up from your balls all the way up to just bask around in the aroma.
All right, Argentina Turner, let's pull back. Reassess and apologize to Carl Anthony.
No, hold on, wait, Boogs. Hold on for a minute. I'm being real right now. But I panicked, okay? I told you to leave because I thought you were being nasty on purpose, trying to throw your poot at me. For real, dude. Like, why would you want to waft anything from that area down there up to your nose in public? I was smelling my coffee, Argentina Turner. Yeah, I know, but what in my defense is I didn't know that. So I looked, it looked like something else, sir, totally. I for real thought you were grabbing that fart with both hands and he was sitting there slapping your face with it, wafting it up to your face. And at first, and then I thought you were trying to grab it and pinch it to me like we were playing a game of catch.
Well, you know, there we have it, a misunderstanding. Carl Anthony, please enjoy your 50% off coupon.
Insane.
God almighty.
I was trying my best Rosie Perez, but
I liked it.
Sounded like a lady from Brooklyn.
I'm sorry I couldn't roll down fast enough. My screen keeps switching.
Wafted up, out, up. I'm telling you, you're going to want to print these off. It'll do you a service.
Yeah. Save it.
Why are you throwing it at me?
Right. I oftentimes have folks like you. I'm pointing at the screen now. That will say, hey, send me a copy of that, man. I want to pass it around.
Can I read it? Somebody wanted to come here and pick one up, autographed.
Really?
Like, okay. Wow.
That's nice. I was
paid for the burner email.
That's me. Right. I'm
just pretending.
Let's see. Scene two. Playing the role of Bo Riley is Paige. Playing the role of Aaron Fudge is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Derek Peter is Mac-Man. Mac-Man. Damn it, Mac-Man. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And debuting the role of Ted Lobster.
Who's
Fat Boy? And action!
Bo Riley, post the following on Facebook. Just one quick question for the ladies. Sup, ladies? Who's going out tonight? Eggplant emoji, peach emoji, blood drop emoji.
Bro, who are you calling ladies? The only women replying to you were bots asking if you want to see private pics.
Aaron. Didn't you last date in with getting Venmo requested for gas money? Don't talk to me about women.
Y'all smell something? Smells like a big old damn burn to me, LOL. I was about to say, if it smells like a fart puked, then it probably smells like that old clunker old Bo calls a car.
Now hold up, Bo. How are you going out? You ain't even got cart runs. You going Uber with hopes and dreams, LOL.
Yeah, really. That's an extra level of sadness, taking an Uber to troll for some oyster emoji.
Derek, you drive a 2003 Corolla with one working window. The car got passed down like a whore at a prom, promise party, so you got no room to speak, son.
Well, at least he has a car, and you ain't had oyster emoji since oyster emoji had you, so I don't want to hear it.
Bo about to hit up the group chat like, who trying to split an Uber? Two crying laughers.
Y'all acting like I don't have options. I can have my girl pick me up if I wanted. That's how much a damn baller I am.
Your girl? I mean, you mean the chick who only texts you back when she wants some or some money.
He'd be giving it to her too. Like, you know, while he giving her the money, somebody else be giving her the honey. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't ask how I know, but that stuff don't taste like honey. Besides, bro's girl treating him like a straight-up bitch.
LMAO, y'all mad because I actually go out and throw this worm around town. Y'all damn sitting at home for real.
Bro, we sit at home because we can. You sit at home because you have no choice.
Yeah, really. I mean, you ain't got a car, dude. Like, every time you need money, you piece that damn thing out. I mean, what's left? You steering wheel?
Y'all really comfortable talking spit right now, acting like y'all loaded, like Ed McMahon been y'all's damn house giving out checks.
Bro, who? Like, how old are you really? Bunch of crying laughers.
I ain't, whatever. Y'all just jealous because I'm out making moves.
Moves? You got the moves? You got the moves, yeah. You making moves, all right. Putting a camera on your foot. Trying to move it up under the ladies' bathroom stall, LOLZ.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, if you want privacy, piss at your own house. That's all I'm saying.
Two fingers emoji, nose emoji. Hey, Derek Peter. You remember when Bo here tried to hit us up and pit us against each other to buy that piece of blank he calls a car?
Well, hell yeah, I remember that. Dude even had us like on a three-way chat trying to do a damn live auction. I'm like, dude, get a car that's all one color and maybe we'll talk at you.
I already even got eyelashes on his damn headlights. Even that's too much for me. Fruit emoji, fly emoji.
My girl was driving the car then. They wasn't mine.
Yeah, no joke. Looks like our boy here, Bo Riley, trying to run his own parts store around here.
Man, y'all ain't funny. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, whatever. You can kiss our ass. You know it's true.
Yeah, he ain't lying. I can hear the song in my head right now.
What damn song y'all talking about?
One, two, three.
Bo, 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 Bo Riley, Bo Riley.
Auto parts.
Man, yeah. Y'all ain't right.
Insane.
Take it in.
The only thing off was our clapping at the end.
I know.
Damn it.
Had to flip too quick and then clap too quick.
All right. That was a workout. We should teach a workout class.
Okay.
Bo Riley.
Because from the laughing and the constantly keeping up with reading and scrolling, it's not easy to do this each and every week.
It's going
to
be hard to top what I do. What I do.
What I do. What I do. Oh, hold on. Let me do it again. What I do. Now, and your Ted Lobster was amazing. It was really good.
Yeah.
Let me remind you.
The lessons are paying off.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. P1 Nutty and others. Anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
Headlines with Paige next. That was Facebook fussing.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Breaking news even for headlines. Uh-oh. And again, kudos to what's your name? Fat Boy.
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
Josh. Josh.
Oh, God, remember the lady who thought your real name was Josh at time? That's what she's referring to. She's Josh. Like, I know Josh. It's like, Josh. We don't have a Josh here. Anyway.
You know what I said to her?
You stupid bitch.
So here's the thing. What's up, 80? The person who emailed the other day about the situation they had sexually speaking with their female is going to be able to join us a little after 8 o'clock, right after we get done with headlines. I'll just give you the quick tease here. He wonders why she doesn't take her shirt off. So, all right, that's what's coming up.
Yeah,
top of the hour. I like it when a plan comes together. Kudos, FUBU.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Let us talk to you.
All right, go ahead, Paige.
Okay. Well, there was some... Well, first I got to tell you this.
Gosling Electric.
By Gosling Electric. So there was some new research looking into why people really want to work out. Why do you go to the gym? What's your motivation?
There's a lot of answers for that.
This is not surprising to me at all.
It's a way to do some deep thinking and not realize it. Especially when you get into a pattern of routine as far as your workout goes. Like, you get into, so you're not, it's muscle memory more than anything, and you're like deep thinking and not even realizing.
You got the earbuds in.
That's good stuff, man.
It's just you in that treadmill. Mm. Or if you like to get on the bike that has the cityscape.
I like the elliptical. There's no E on it in my mind. Elliptical. It's elliptical. Mm-hmm. It's a
elliptical.
Elliptical.
Like and lips.
It ain't a elliptical.
And talk.
That's like my mind chart. It's redundant.
My mar chart?
You know, the hospital system has my chart. And my doctor chart. Says, I'm going to put that on your my chart.
No, like, it's mine.
My chart. Your chart or my chart?
Your chart.
Anyway, my daughter hates me. He's probably going to tell me wrong advice one day
semantics.
To get rid of me.
Oh, well.
He's going to say, you got super diabetes. Ah, get out of here.
You know what? You don't have it anymore. Eat all the sugar you want.
You're going to die. That's me.
That's messed up.
Just go for it. Just gain the weight back. So there's new research that looked into people's motivation for exercising, and the number one reason that people work out, you're not going to be surprised. Please don't drop your jaws. And they do that to
say draws or jaws?
I thought she said draws.
Oh.
Did you say draws?
Whatever you want to drop. I don't care at this point.
It's her permission.
Okay. All right. To improve their physical appearance is why they do that. Roughly 24% of people out there do that just to look good. They don't care how you feel.
It's a both.
It's all about, it's a look both. At me. Look at me. I'm going to take my bathroom shot.
But.
Like, show my abs.
Don't. Oh, abs. Yep. When you're dieting, working out stuff, there's that don't weigh yourself too much. Because the way your water level and stuff fluctuates, you might be heavier one day than the next.
I am.
And it's just this weird thing.
Constantly.
Like, well, your boobs aren't the same size either. No woman's are.
No, they're not.
So that's
but I don't
strange.
Weigh them. I have to weigh them together. To.
Weigh them separate.
I got a big scale at home. I use from stamps.com. I'll bring it.
I go to the grocery store to weigh them. What do you think?
I'll bring the Dolly shipping station in here, and we'll just weigh them suckers.
Oh, boy. How embarrassing. You know my secret.
We'll weigh all of ours to make it equal.
So, weigh it in the fruit weigher. Or I go to the post office.
You go to a weigh station off of 26 and do it.
Yes,
there.
I can do that too.
Where was it that wasn't it Butterbean that they like tried to weigh for a boxing? I think it was an exhibition match, and he couldn't. The regular scale didn't go high enough. They had to take him
how
to like a meat processor.
Yeah, but he lost some weight. He was just in town too. Butterbean.
Really? I thought that was Ronaldo.
Oh, he was too. Ronaldinho. Butterbean was here a week or two ago.
I tell you, this place is like. Little New York City now.
It's a melting pot.
I mean, not quite that much.
New York City.
Been a nice to know if Ronaldinho was coming to get some stuff signed, maybe.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have got
signed kit, maybe.
That dude's got the Secret Service.
Other reasons to go work out. Forget these are dumb.
He play gambles on his games.
19% of the people are hoping to improve their physical health, and then another 17% are trying to boost their mental health. Really?
I tell you what, I feel great after, an hour in there,
yeah,
working out. Don't care what it looked like, really. Just want to feel good.
Yeah, I like a good workout.
Do you put the thought in your head of wanting to last longer?
No.
So what's your end goal?
Well, to knock off weight. And I know how it feels when you lose that initial 15 pounds.
Yes.
It's like a whole new person.
Dude, this is going to sound so stupid to you people who have never had any issues with weight. I took off the other day running. And
shouldn't.
No.
Where were you? Who were you running from?
I was.
Did you rob a bank?
There was a guy with a hockey mask on behind me.
Oh my God.
Well, not the sport page. The guy had feces all over his face.
You really did.
Good.
Wrong
God.
Hockey mask.
I didn't have a butcher knife for nothing. I just didn't want to get doo-doo
mask.
On me. I was walking up at Furman, and I made sure there was not a lot of people around. I just took off running.
Yeah.
And I ran for. I was shocked.
Good for you.
I was.
But you didn't have any kind of hip pain or anything like that?
No. No.
I started running a little bit when we had to do the running class. Remember that kind of stuff?
I tried not to.
I was terrible at it.
It's not good on your joints, running.
and I was running up the road until
I'm not smoking while doing it.
Until somebody pointed and laughed at me. It's okay if you're.
Well, it probably looks like you're getting punched about the face when you run.
when people are like pointing at you and laughing, you know you need to get off the roads if you look like that.
You know what?
Ridiculous. Like, go home, lady.
You get the permission to flip them off if they're doing that.
Yeah, let me tell you, they weren't laughing. They were probably doing something else.
Yeah. Really? Because he was...
They were probably going, Wish that was the Google car right now, catching all this on tape.
Why does that guy laugh with his eyes and rolling in the back of his head?
I was wearing shorts, so I'm sure like all the rolls were jiggling.
Cheeks were hanging out.
Yeah, probably.
If you live in a college town this time of year, see a lot of shorts. Short shorts. These girls know what they're wearing, too.
Yeah, they do.
Really? They just don't care.
The new dress.
But you got a tan if you wear shorts.
What is this called, Paige?
Ass hanging out.
The dress that it's a longer dress, but it's got four slits in it. So it looks like big legged pants, but they cut them up the side, but it's a dress. So it's got, you understand what I'm saying?
I thought there was just one slit in it, not four.
No, you're being dirty. There's a slit going here, and then one going here on the back. And it's a dress, but it's nice. Like...
Splayed out.
That's a bad word, too.
Oh.
It just, it looks like you're showing so much, but you're really not.
It's just your
it's
mind.
It's sexy. I'd like to see some of you out there send some pictures.
I'll find you one of those.
I can Google Lens it and shop this picture.
I'll try one on today. That's what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to go try on clothes and take pictures of them.
And pictures.
Everybody else does. You might as well.
And damn pretend, the man or
and
woman.
Pretend that I have these clothes.
It was probably a woman. The person who invented the shop this picture thing. Well, how awful you are. Because now, like, you don't have to no longer guess, like, what the stars are wearing in that picture. You just Google makes it where you can just drag it over there and shop this pic. I'm like,
it was J. Crew, and you can wear it too.
Oh, YSL.
Well, see, I know the designers. So, or I used to.
Yep. You could try on some Amazon clothes. That's
you don't
weird.
Know Jordache from DoorDash.
I do. Depends on Jordache is on the and I don't.
Dude, that's a great video if we want to really go all in.
Jordache or DoorDash?
To get that
I got your jeans ordered.
Jordan.
Dude,
don't do it. You know any local actors? There's none in Greenville.
Circa 1980 jeans.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I won that round.
I would be wearing Bugle jeans, not Bugle Boy, the old corn chips. Are those Bugle jeans you're wearing?
Bugle
crunch,
pan.
Crunch, crunch. Well, of course they are.
You like, just put them on your fingers and pick your nose with them.
Right. Oh, here comes a guy with a hockey mask. Flies about.
All right. Gone.
Thank you. If he's not too embarrassed now to appear on this show, the guy who... emailed in about just he's going to be anonymous I assume, but
not as Terry.
All right, cool.
He didn't care. Well, he's like, I'm throwing it out there.
Well, Terry's one of those you know, it's not too common. It's not too
we got little Terry, big Terry.
Yeah,
Terry
Garvin, Terry. Yep.
Allen, number 21, go Tigers.
Yes, Ralph Terry, Yankees, Ring of Fire impromptu.
Yeah, Terry
Gar.
Yeah. Oh, rest in peace.
Did she pass away?
Yeah. I'm going to go Ralph Gar on you then.
Well, I'm going to go Ralph Garman. How about that?
Oh, Paige.
I've already fell asleep.
All right. We're going to take a break. The guy who asked this simple question is probably many of you and us, and many have wondered this. She's having sex with me, but why ain't she taking off her shirt? We're going to find out next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.